Monday, February 8th, happens to be one of my favorite days of the month, not only because of that wonderful number 8, but because the whole date adds up to 15, which is the spiritual alchemist number, the number of changing energy into positive frequency. So that alchemy is all about love and joy and gratitude and uplifting others. And so today we have this code of leadership with the number 8 and the confidence in your ability to generate positive outcomes, including financial flow and abundance. So it's an incredible time to love generously, to feel the compassionate connection with others and your projects in a very dynamic way. Your big vision, the number 8, gets a powerful emotional positive boost today with the number 15. And your soul is imbued with the courage and confidence to step up and fulfill your commitments. You just feel very, very strong. Now, in the heavens, we also have a beautiful activation. The Sun conjuncts Mercury retrograde in Aquarius. And that means that your thoughts are practical, they're focused, they're enlightened, your intellect is clear, you're very conscious of your direction, and organization is easy today. This transit is very favorable for all business transactions and all negotiations. Though with Mercury retrograde, there may be a delay in the results, but it is just such a beautiful day to use your mind in an enlightened way. Then we come to the 9th of February, and that code is quite different. It is very much about listening to your intuition and being open to release, letting go of whatever has come into your life that feels like, hey, time's up, you've been supportive, you've been helpful, whatever that thing is or person is, and now I'm intuiting that it's time to move on. So something in your life, however small, is coming to a close today. Release, forgive, and you'll have stunning insights and peace. Your strong intuition gives you access to higher wisdom and knowledge. That's the number 16. Take time to rest, to contemplate, and allow yourself to deeply commune with your heart. 9 is the number of unconditional love. 16 reduces to 7, which is the number of listening and nature. So again, a beautiful day to partake in that connection. Be of service in some capacity. Serve with compassion, with caring, with love, with kindness. Lead from love and you embody the spiritual master. In the heavens, Saturn sextiles Chiron, and that helps you feel very secure, very good. There's a healing energy that runs through the day, and your ability to be innovative without going into extremes makes this a very effective time period. You can express your unique qualities without being controversial. And being true to who you are at soul level creates tremendous inner peace. Successful outcomes feel absolutely natural and are assured. So again, another beautiful transit. Then on Wednesday, we have on the 10th of February, another beautiful code, the code of instant manifestation, love and light, which is the number 10, and a universal date of 8. So this is a tremendous day of implementing, manifesting, using action to truly accomplish a lot. There's also a renewed focus on money matters as abundance attraction is highly favored today. Remember, the energy is very quick to manifest. So you want to manifest your original inspired ideas. And if you do that, you will reap powerful, lasting results. The number 8 is about infinity, and it allows the results to really have a long-term impact. This combination of love and light and instant manifestation with the number of leadership and abundance is incredibly enriching. So the forward momentum that is felt today is really felt physically as well. This is very energizing and it instills tremendous inner confidence. So the seeds that you sow today are going to leave a long-term impact. Like a fresh breeze, you feel invigorated. Mercury retrograde squares Mars. Now, this is very fast-paced energy. Your mind is rapidly moving from idea to idea, just making connections, connecting the dots. But you want to guard against rushing into things and being hasty because Mars square to Mercury retrograde can make you impulsive, impatient, make assumptions before actually understanding the whole picture. So be sure today to take deep breaths before communicating anything, feelings, thoughts, and use the heightened energy to focus on a creative project. Also, anytime Mars is in a square, opposition, or conjunction, exercise is even more important, moving your body, allowing that tension that's generated to flow through and be released from your body and your aura. Guard against communicating in an aggressive way today, so definitely don't react. This is not the best day for negotiating or making big decisions. If you focus on practical, constructive thinking, you will express the quick-paced energy in a positive way. If you feel anxious, Mars is encouraging you to move your body to release the tension. And then we come to the first big lunation of the month, happening on the 11th of February, which is a 9 universal date. This is something that we covered in part one. The number 11 portal opens into unconditional love, wisdom, forgiveness, compassion. So take the time to rest so you can release and renew. Inspiration is on such a high, so you want to allow your heart to breathe with this numerology code. Anytime the 11 shows up, you're being asked to step into present moment awareness. And of course, that is something that we want to do every moment of the day as much as we can. Today is just a reminder how important it is because all inspiration and all goodness comes from being in that space. So the intimacy and kindness that you feel from the number 9 allows you to forge deep mystical connections. And this makes today a very romantic day. The number 11 reduced to 2 and 9 represents unconditional love. So there's definitely this sensual, beautiful connection that can be established. Communication with your followers. If you have a career that attracts people who follow what you do, it brings many opportunities for abundance today. So it's a good day to launch something as well. Even though Mercury is retrograde, there are certain days like this new moon in Aquarius. It's at 23 degrees, as we covered in part one. With the number 23, of course, there's a lot of courage, royal star of the lion energy. So then we move on to February 12th, which is a Friday. And this date is beautiful because it adds up to the number 10, instant manifestation. And the number 12 for the 12th is learning through joy. So doing something that inspires you to feel to pursue things that bring you joy, bring you happiness, allow you to feel happy. And so this code carries momentum, it carries movement. You're poised to begin something with the number 10 and get inspired by what truly brings you happiness. So original ideas are merged with your imagination and they can be communicated with a lot of clarity today. Learning in general, learning from people, learning from courses, subject matters that are filled with light, remind you of your delightful cosmic origins. And remember that light and love are the same. That when you are in a place of light and love, which the number 10 represents, that you feel that connection to source that allows you to never be afraid of anything. Because you are cradled in love, you're cradled in light, and those are your origins. Your optimism attracts new opportunities and many blessings. So you want to activate new goals because they're going to lead to greater expression of your soul and of your divine mission. The moon sextiles Uranus today, which is absolutely lovely after that Aquarius new moon on the previous day, which Uranus rules. So this is a wonderful invitation to follow your instinct and take risks, to open up to your inner genius, to allow what unfolded during that new moon on the 11th to bring perspective and shift you into non-attachment so you have that multidimensional perspective, that galactic consciousness that is timeless. And this is really what the Aquarian Age is about. It's seeing that our brothers and sisters on Earth make us one big human family, that what we do impacts everyone else. And in the same way, what we do on Earth, a planet, impacts all the other light celestial bodies in our galaxy and beyond. So this is a wonderful opportunity today to use your divine ability to invent and be curious, to give you insights and answers that you may have been seeking for a while. You will receive those. Uranus really helps you suddenly uncover that critical missing link that connects the dots for you. So you're more open to sharing feelings that you may have withheld before now. So it's an ideal time to release old habits, old paradigms, old beliefs that you've known are not working for you anymore, and replace those with newfound wisdom and enthusiasm to act on that wisdom. And then on Saturday, the 13th of February, we have a very active day when Mercury retrograde conjuncts Venus and Mars sextiles Neptune. Very beautiful transits. And 13, of course, is the number of the divine feminine. So this is definitely about double new beginnings, which is the number 11, being inspired by divine downloads and intimate connections, bringing us closer to unusual subject matters, allowing us to explore the unknown, which is what 13 governs, the unknown, the unexpected. Expecting swift, unexpected changes. They are acting to move energy for greater harmony and peace in your life. So anything that shows up out of the blue, you know, in a surprise way, even a shocking way, is meant to just dismantle the old structure. I mean, we're doing that to the nth degree to begin with now, but this is an up-leveling of that energy today on this Saturday, especially because the genius number 13 merging with the master number 11 is so connected to the stars, to the galaxy, planting seeds that are really going to translate into an abundant way of life. Abundance being used in a way that indicates joy and fulfillment. Now, Mercury retrograde conjuncts Venus. I love this. This is happening in Aquarius. And it allows you to communicate lovingly with great care, sharing with people close to you that you love them. You just really make sure that they feel that from you, and not doesn't necessarily have to be said, though it can. It is expressed in all different ways. Venus has a way of just bringing pleasure and harmony everywhere and love. And so appreciating others with your words will also allow you to be touched, because whatever you show in regards to affection towards others will return to you. Your artistic creative gifts are very enhanced now, so listen to your inner poet. Any negotiations and interchanges are smooth and favorable. Venus and Mercury, when joined together, enhance social interaction. So you want to, when you're with others, pay attention to the sound of your voice and allow that sound to inspire you, just because your voice is a musical instrument as well, right? So music is sound. So your sensitivity to the meaning behind sound is very strong today. Any friendships that need attention can be brought into harmony today. You can express your love for others easily. You can show appreciation through giving gratitude. You will be cherished as much as you cherish others. Creativity and artistry are greatly magnified. This is a wonderful time to wrap up creative projects that are incomplete. And spend time listening to and enjoying the arts. The arts and artists are here to connect us to the mystery of the divine through beauty, through joy. And so being connected to music and dance and poetry and art in any way, shape, or form is very important when Venus is lit up like this. Professionally, any contracts and transactions are favored due to your negotiating power. Now, Mars sextiles Neptune today. This is very much about romance and sensual desires and spiritualizing love, having a strong internal drive to go into your intuition and imagination. You will stand up for compassion and nurturing. So express your creative passion through the arts and through music. And then on Sunday, the 14th, we have a code that adds up to a 12 universal date. And so this is very fast moving energy. 14 reduces to 5, 12 reduces to 3. Both of those numbers sit on rockers at the bottom when you draw them. So this is definitely expressing yourself with total freedom and giving voice to what brings you joy, share what feels good, taking risks, going on an adventure, connecting with others on so many levels. It could be words, music, writing, poetry, dance, sensory, perception, as long as your heart freely expresses itself without any boundaries. The keywords for today are truth and liberation, joy and adventure, connection and pleasure. So take a risk, let your imagination flow, welcome shifts and changes, and be sure to make decisions quickly because of the numbers moving so quickly. This is fast moving energy. Mercury retrograde conjuncts Jupiter today, and that means you can receive a lot of good news as your imagination is enriched. Your ability to follow up and express a wealth of ideas is also enhanced. So you feel optimistic, enthusiastic, your ideas are brimming with positivity, and this transit favors any business transactions, negotiations, contracts. There are a lot of advantages that can appear now, and you just have the big vision. So write your ideas down. Jupiter enhances everything. Mercury retrograde in Aquarius really connects you galactically. So you're really open to those ingenious ideas. So the other thing is Jupiter is about generosity and gratitude. And so be generous and be ready to make amends if needed.